You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Oh, yes. Alex Mearns here. And I've got a little present for you. Do you want a present? Do you want to unwrap a little present? Okay, you ready? Go on, reach deep into your present sack. Oh, there it is, sitting nice, looking pretty for you. Here it is. Unwrap it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the present wrapping's coming off. Open the card. What does the card say? The card says, hello and welcome to Pick of the Goss. Oh, yes. This trendy feature is about the BBC gossip column. The BBC Goss Col is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from football world. And I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, you have to sit in an operations meeting with Terry in health and safety. All right, Terry. You know what Terry talks about? Well, he talks about you not sticking your knife in the office kitchen toaster. Well, Terry, bore off, mate. All I wanted to do was have my toast with some peanut butter on, and that's fine. I just tried to get the toast out with the knife. It might have been on. Who cares? After you've had that meeting, you have a decision to make, don't you? Do you kick Terry down the stairs? No, I didn't mean that. No, you've got this decision to make. Should you crack on with some proper work after the meeting, or should you waste 10 minutes scrolling the BBC gossip column? As I said, I know, and you know, you always pick the BBC gossip column. Yeah. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I will do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that BBC gossip column. So, Football Hour friends, oh yes, I'm about to do it. You ready for this? Are you ready, mate? Are you ready? Are you ready, goss pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, the guardians of the football galaxy at The Guardian state Aston Villa's Ross McCormack will join Australian club Melbourne City. At 9 in the charts, Kicker kicked the rumour that Man City are interested in Arsenal defender Nacho Monreal. At 8 in the chart, the Liverpool Echo say Everton are interested in signing two Arsenal strikers. One's Olivier Giroud and one's Danny Welbeck. Straight in at 7, the Sunny Boys at the Sun announce Real Madrid want to sign Spurs player Dele Alli and will offer Krakowiak in a swap deal. Highest new entry at 6, the mailman at the Daily Mail shockingly say Everton made a 70 mil attempt to sign Chelsea's Diego Costa in the final days of the summer transfer window. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Go on. Ding, 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 flinky flonk, flink flonk, into the top 5. The Sun state Man City are worried they will be outbid by PSG for Arsenal striker Alexis Sanchez. At 4 and down 2 spots, the Express express the view that Liverpool asked Barca to stop harassing playmaker Philippe Coutinho during the summer after making clear they would not sell. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Mirror men are shouting that Mesut Ozil is set to turn down Arsenal's offer of a new Conny because he is going to join Manchester United. And number 2 here, the indie boys at The Independent say Man United are to open talks with David De Gea and are confident he will remain at the club despite interest from Real Madrid. And our number 1 gossip from the BBC gossip column this week is The Sun announced Man United want Juventus. They want Juventus' highly coveted playmaker, Paulo Dybala, who would cost £155 million in that transfer market. How did I do then? I thought I did very well there. Didn't make many mistakes on the goss column. Oh, what is that you want me to do? What? You want me to take a little break, get my breath back, and then come back and do some in-depth analysis on that chart show countdown? That's exactly what I was going to do. Okay, see you then.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
We're back. We're back. We're back with the pick of the goss, the analysis part. Okay, so we're going to go through the top 10, see what the papers are on about. Are you lying again, papers? Most likely. But this is an interesting story. The Guardian, who normally don't lie, they're one of the newspapers that do tell truth. They say Aston Villa's Rossi McCormack is going to join Australian club Melbourne City. And I feel sorry for Ross McCormack. I know he's paid an extortionate amount of money for a guy who just knocks in goals for championship clubs. Well, every other championship club other than Aston Villa, the one he's at. But when he was at Leeds, I used to love him. I used to absolutely love him. It was literally about 18 months ago when he was the best player in the championship. Then he went to Fulham. I had a season ticket at Fulham. That season he was up front with Dembele, who joined Celtic. And they were, they were a strike force. So if Melbourne City, if Ross McCormack gets his Scottish skin under the Aussie sun, gets himself feeling a bit better, gets feeling good, goes back to Ausland, plays well for Melbourne, comes back. Would I have him back at Leeds? Yeah, I like Ross McCormack. A lot of people don't, I do. Number 9, Man City are after Arsenal defender Nacho Monreal. Well, should we just take a transfer time tunnel back to when Man City nicked Gael Clichy off Arsenal? That's basically the same signing. Football never changes, does it? Man City nick Arsenal players. Football stays the same. Oh, at 8, Everton are after Welbeck and Olivier Giroud. Go for Giroud. Welbeck is not very good. He never scores any goals. You've got enough strikers who don't score any goals. So go for Giroud. Good player. Needs to play all the time. It's interesting that he never plays for Arsenal, even though he starts for France and Lacazette starts for Arsenal and doesn't get in the French team. Weird one. At 7, Real Madrid are after Dele Alli. Right. Well, I think we're just going to hear more and more silly rumours like that until Dele Alli eventually leaves Tottenham. It's such a shame, this, isn't it? It seems like Harry Kane's like absolutely fine at Spurs, and Dele Alli's all the, like, you just hear whispers about Dele Alli going. You never hear them about Kane. So obviously, Dele Alli is edging for a move. Number 6, the Daily Mail are saying Everton whacked down 70 mil for Diego Costa. Where's Everton keeping 70 mil? Where are they hiding 70 mil? They whacked down about 50 mil for Sigurdsson. Where are they hiding that 70 mil? Down the side of the sofa? I don't know. It would have been a really interesting move though, wouldn't it? Oh, that would have made Everton serious top four contenders. But it's all right. They've got Rooney and Calvert-Lewin now. Okay, into the top 5. The Sun are saying Man City are worried. Oh, we're so worried. They will be outbid by PSG for Arsenal striker Alexis Sanchez. Can PSG... Where? PSG, mate. Just give me some money. Stop wasting it. You're just going to have too many players. I'll take your money. You don't even have to pay me that much. I'm sure Sanchez is asking for like 400 grand a week. Literally, if you gave me 40 quid a week, I'd come sit on your bench. But what are you on about, Alex? These are good footballers. Yeah, sorry about that. Moving down to number 4. The Express was saying the Scousers asked Barca to stop harassing Coutinho. What were they doing? Like knocking on his door, sending him texts at like 4 o'clock in the morning going, are you up? Are you up, smiley face? Why aren't you texting me back? Coutinho, why aren't you texting me back like a weird girlfriend? I don't know. That's probably just a made-up story, isn't it? Number 3, The Mirror say Mesut Ozil is off to Man United and is going to turn down Arsenal's contract offer. Well, he would have signed a contract a year ago, 18 months ago. That's how long that contract's been on the table. He's going somewhere, isn't he? He's in the last year of his contract. It's mad, this. Arsenal about to let... their two best players leave on freeze at the end of the season. Yeah, good transfer business there, Arsene. At number 2, David De Gea is sticking at Man United. This is like a Man United table chart show countdown, this. Yeah, David De Gea is staying at Man United. So, Liverpool fans, you can put your foot down. As you've seen with Man United, Real Madrid wanted David De Gea. Man United say no, they're not having him. Coutinho, you've said, nah, he's not going. good. You can keep your best players if you want to. You've got enough money. And our number one goss is back in Manchester. Manchester United want Juve's Paulo Dybala, but would cost $155 million. It's a really interesting one. We said on the goss column the other week about them going for Griezmann. So they've obviously got a wad. So which one are they going to go for? Are they going to go for Bale? Are they going to go for Griezmann? Are they going to go for Dybala? Who would I go for? Who would I go for? I'd probably go for Peter Crouch. Yeah, go for Peter Crouch. I don't want Man United getting one of the best players in the world. Go for Crouchy. Get Crouchy. Okay, that was the pick of the goss with me, Alex Mearns. You're listening to the Football Hour. I bet you're having fun.
Now the podcast is over, football friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Was it one of the good ones? Nah, probably not. So, will you go and do me a favour now the podcast is finished? We have a Twitter account. It's at the Football Hour. And none of you seem to follow it. We're constantly uploading new content onto there. And you can find out all the latest news that's happening in my world and in the Football Hour world. So go and follow that Twitter account. And for every single person who listens to this podcast and then goes and follows the Football Hour from now until next week, I will mention on next week's batch of podcasts. I promise you, that is a Alex Mearns deal. I promise you, yeah? We're on 419 followers. Pretty embarrassing compared to other podcasts. If you go follow the Football Hour and we smash over 500 in the next week, then I will put every single one of your Twitter accounts on our podcast, which goes to thousands of people around the world. That podcast Twitter account again, at the Football Hour. And I will mention you on next week's batch of podges. Podges? Podcasts at the Football Hour. Go follow at the Football Hour. Please do it. I'm praying. I've got my hands clenched. Please go follow at the Football Hour. Please, football friends, do it for Alex. Please.